With our dynamic routing, our routers are going to relay what routes they actually know. And our router one here knows of the router two, three, four, and five routes. Instead of router one telling everybody, I know 172.16.5.0/26, I also know 172.16.5/64/26 and 172.16.5.128/26. Oh, and I know 172.16.5.192/26. Whew, that's a lot to say. Instead, it can aggregate that information down to a single statement. It's instead of saying each one of those routing networks separate, it's just going to say, I know 172.16.5.0, which encapsulates all of those separate networks into one statement. The router on the other side of this diagram doesn't need to know specifically router 2's info because router 1 will relay that information for them.